My guest is actor Mitch McGuire, who was in the, some say groundbreaking, some say raunchy, musical sketch comedy, O Calcutta. Despite bad reviews, the show had a long run, first off-Broadway, then on. And even after it closed, a film version went on tour as a pay-per-view. A 1976 Broadway revival, produced by Norman Keene, lasted 13 years. And now, there is an unauthorized DVD, and Mitch McGuire wants to be paid for his work.
First, it was distributed as a film. They transferred it from video to film, and they paid us the contractual amount to do that. But we were supposed to be, the cast was supposed to make 0.1% of the profits. And Variety said that the film made $7 million. They distributed it along with Fritz the Cat. Don't ask me how they paired that up, but anyway, they did. And so we never saw any money from the profits of that movie. Some time after that, it showed up on videotape as a sale or rental kind of deal. We never got paid for that. And oddly enough, the show was still running. Norman Keene was producing it. And I had my own theater company at one point, Manhattan Punchline. We did a play, and Norman Keene's wife starred in it. It turned out to be one of the worst plays we ever produced, but at any rate. Opening night, we were invited to their penthouse. And I recall I was sitting on the couch talking to her, and I said, I was complaining about the fact that they were distributing this videotape when we weren't being paid for it. And I was, you know, complaining. And she had this sort of crestfallen look on her face. And I thought, oh, my God, Norman Keene, he's got it. You know, he's the one I should be yelling at, you know. And oddly enough, I didn't do anything about it because I was so busy running my company at the time. But after O Calcutta closed, and my theater company, I was no longer involved in it. And I pick up the paper one day and I find out that Norman Keene found out his wife was having an affair, and he apparently was so upset that he went in and killed his wife, stabbed her to death while she was sleeping, and jumped out of the window of that same penthouse that I'd been sitting in with her and him. And their 16-year-old son was asleep in the bedroom. And at that point, I even went to her memorial service and felt terrible about it. But at the same time, I wanted to make sure that I could somehow stop O Calcutta from being distributed. And so I hired an attorney and came up with an agreement. I thought it was with the estate of Norman Keene. I'm not sure at this point, but we did come to an agreement that they would not distribute it any longer, and that held true until April of this year, when all of a sudden the DVD popped up. So I'm back on the track of trying to get some justice, you know.
So how widely distributed is this DVD?
Well, according to when I Google it, it's all over the world.
Wow.
All over the world, in foreign languages everywhere. And I don't know, I don't imagine it's a huge seller, but just the idea that the tape is out there and that the original creators, the original people that were in it, are not being paid, it just upsets me, you know?
People told you, how could you do that play? How could you do that play?
Yeah, I finally took it off my resume at a certain point because it was, you know, I always felt like I had to defend it in some way, and I actually took on, you know, sort of, I put on my Hugh Hefner philosophy of sex routine, and I would defend it. I remember once I was auditioning with for Eugenie Leontovich, the Russian actor who was directing something, and her assistant said to me, why did you do that show? And before I could even answer, Eugenie said, well, he needed the money, obviously. And I said, well, that's not really why I did it. You didn't? Why not? Oh, you know, then they had to find some kind of reason for me to have done it. And I always say, well, look, I didn't write it. I was just in it, you know. No big deal. I would try to pass it off that way. But it really became such a hot issue with the people, and they get upset about it. So I just stopped telling people about it because it was embarrassing. And I always had to defend it in some way that I couldn't really defend at a certain point. So I did eventually become embarrassed about it myself.
And all these years later, what do you think?
All these years later, the only thing I regret about it is that it sort of has upstaged everything else I have ever done in theater. And that pisses me off, you know. It just makes me mad. I always wanted to do something that was bigger than O Calcutta, and somehow I've never really been able to accomplish that. But, you know, it was of its time. I was in it. I don't regret being in it. I had such a good time. I have a lot of good stories from it, and that's part of the reason I wanted to talk about it, because, you know, I have 5 children and 5 grandchildren, and somewhere along the way, they're going to find out about it. So,
and they're going to see the DVD.
They'll see the DVD, darn it. Hopefully, maybe I'll actually get a little money for their education or something, but... I don't know. I just feel like at a certain point you can't hide anymore. You have to lay it out on the table and answer for it. So,
did it accomplish something in the context of the 60s and the revolution? And was the statement made? And if so, what was the statement?
Yeah, you know, as far as the statement of does nudity work in the theater, I don't really think it does, because... Because I've seen it in plays, you know, like Frankie and Johnny, the Clair de Lune, and some other plays where they introduce or use nudity, even in the context of a realistic, semi-realistic play. And it always brings you out of the story and makes you aware of, oh my God, I'm in the same room with a naked person. You know, it breaks the reality in a certain way, and or breaks the imaginary reality that you're trying to set up. So
you mean in a way that a movie doesn't?
In a way that a movie doesn't, exactly. I think nudity in film is fine. You know, I think it works there, you know, because people do get naked after all, you know. But I think in the theater it doesn't work unless it's real kind of quick. And O Calcutta, it worked because... that's what it was about. It was about nudity and it was about sex. The whole thing was about sex. And, you know, I wish that the writing had been better. I wish that one person had written it instead of, you know, 15 people, and it was kind of pieced together. Some of it was great, some of it was terrible. And so it lacked a sort of consistent quality that I think would have been better. And I can foresee O Calcutta too, you know.
You ready?
Not with me in it. No, thank you.
I was going to say you're ready to suit up, but you would suit down. Wouldn't you?
I still have my suit. I'm wearing my costume.
Thank
Did
you, Mitch.
Did you tell him I'm sitting here with no clothes on?
Mitch McGuire was in the Broadway cast of O Calcutta, and he's an actor who, for once, does not want me to encourage you to go out and buy the video. After the break, the music of Bobby Bear Jr.